always knows best. We just don't have any people to listen. Shusavi Mary. The 6-5 show, by 8 say, Yaakov Inu married, or basically have got four wives, Rachel, Leah, Bill and Zilpha. So we didn't ask, they came to us. And Shidduchim, what is that for you, Bill? Our prerequisites that we have to look for before we get married. The last one about it, that Musar, Aces, Halacha, but I'm just going to say, speak about, we get the things brought down in Shulchan Aruch only, not the Muslims forum, not the Aces forum, this one is in Shulchan Aruch, but says Halacha, what you have to do before you get married, what are you looking for? So first, the Gemara of Kedushin, the Gemara of Ayin, the Gemara says that you can't marry Isha Shenu Genes, you can't marry a person who's not Mohan. What does that mean? So the Shiltus, Shiltum Em Aleph, of Haikoin, he says it means you can't marry a Basam Oris. However, Rashi over there says Isha Shenu Genes, that means the person who is possible. Upsula, the Rosh over there learns that way, the Rebosh learns, meaning someone who's a Mamzer, or Mamzeres, you can't marry her, or you can't marry somebody who's a Mitzvah, any of the person who's possible you can't marry. That's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Beis, Halacha Aleph, Nevin Ezer, Lo Yisa Adam Isha Shiesh Lez Shum Psul. Can't marry any person who's a Psul, the Pai Shum Psul, meaning like Shash Mamzer, or Halala, or Kain Gadol, something like that, you can't marry. Fine. One Halacha, you go out, you can't marry a Psul. Very simple. Second halacha is the Gemara Kedushin later on over there says you can't marry Isha L'Shem Mammon. You can't marry a person for money. I'm going to speak out more clearly than last time because I got some timeless facts from it from women that sounds like you shouldn't marry women for money. The most of first, someone who marries an Isha L'Shem Mammon having like Bala M'Shem Mugan. You can have children, not Mugan. You can't marry M'Shem Mammon. What does that mean? So Rashi learns that Ayin, you marry someone Shumaman meaning apostle. You marry a mamzeres, let's say Shumaman, you have bottom she'enu muganim. That's how the Ramah brings it down l'alacha. Kol ha'noisa isha psula b'shumaman have la bottom she'enu muganim. You marry isha psula, you're not allowed to marry b'shumaman, then you have your children she'enu muganim. So one thing the Ramah says, Shana the Gemara. Well, later on the Ramah, it's again, it's considered based the Sif Aleph, Nebuchadnezzar, says, let's say isha paskal le'maman have la shiduchim, let's say your shver or shviger, they promise you money for shidduchim, the chazabam, and then they take it back. Lo ya'agim kalof b'mishum zeh, you shouldn't shepherd your kalof, your future wife because of this. Lo yiskoyke b'avor lichay ishtoy, you shouldn't have a course fight over it. U'misho isekein, einam atzliach, v'ine zivik o'el yafo, ki amamim sh'odam lakeach im ishtoy, einam amamim shal yushar, kol o'isekein mikro noisi ishu l'shem mamim. Also, a person who gets promised a certain amount of money and ends up that he's not given that. There is still the Ramah that it's also nichla negeda noisi ishul l'shem mamon if you shepherd your kala, because you know you shepherd your kala, your parents promise this amount of money, he doesn't give it. So the chalkas mechaykik and the others are going, the kids of the isk, the Gemara is talking about ishul psula, you can't marry l'shem mamon. So no, the two chiyuv, you can't marry ishul psula l'shem mamon is one chiyuv. The second chiyuv is you can la'agin kalotah b'shvil zeh, or he says la'agin atzmoi, l'hamte melisa isha atzimotze isha shetitilei mamin. You can't be ma'agin yourself, you can't hold back marriage to the same mamin, meaning you can't get married, except you have no money, so you're going to wait a couple of years, wait till you find the right shidduch who does give you money. Says Chalkis Mechayik, whoever who ma'agin marriage, whoever anyone who holds back marriage for the sake of mamin, b'shvil chemdas mamin, gerloi l'hoilet bon nazar, you're going to have bad children. So you have a chiyuv to marry, you're not allowed to marry l'shem mamon, either isha psula, or you can't hold back marriage, you can't hold back marriage for a psula. So just to be clear, again, when you look for isha, you have to look for isha who's going to cause your shemayim, who's going to find a bias nemon, someone who can raise children. But l'shem mamon, only for that you can't. However, it only says you can't hold back marriage for mamon. However, let's say you have different choices going out. You're 22. You have choices in front of you. Avada, you should marry l'shem mamon if that's one of your choices also. As long as you're not holding back marriage because of it. And the lashon over here in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Siman Beis, in Sif Aleph, he says, "Anoisa isha k'shera, let's say she's a kosher, and l'shem mamon, and it's for money, shemolim emoyna ha'anoisa isha acharis. If not for money, you would have married somebody else. If you're only marrying her because of the money," he says, "Roy lasis kein, you should do that. Imu tamachachem, dali dezeh, the historically is Torah habi b'nyonei o'ilom." Again, You can't marry this purely for the sake of money and hold back marriage because of it, or marry Sula because of it. However, if you have a lot of choices in front of you, you're not holding back marriage. You can marry one girl or another girl. You're going to marry her because she has money. That can help you out in your Olam Haba and take care of your tzrachim. In Echanami, he says, Adu Rabba, Roy Lassuske. But the Iki should have look for an Isha, someone who can, Isha Kshay, who can burn a bias Nemon, and then if you have different choices, take a person off a shulchan, you should take a person for money. But only in purely the sake of money, women are not in this world to support you, they're there to burn a bias. But that's the second halacha. Third halacha, there's a Gemara in Tzachim, the Gemara on the Tessim Beis. The Gemara says, you have to sell everything you have and marry a Bas Tamu Chacham. The Gemara says, you can't find Bas Tamu Chacham, then marry a Bas Gedol Ador, you can't find Bas Gedol Ador, then marry a Bas Rosh HaKasiyah, if not that, Bas Gavei Stok, if not that, Bas Lamei Tlaikis, but ends up, Lo Yisa Bitu L'Am Oretz, but you can't marry a Bitu L'Am Oretz. This halacha is brought down to Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezra, Sivir Beis, Sivvav, La'olam yishtadol adam nisa bas talmud chacham. The person always has a chiv responsibility to marry a bas talmud chacham. Even though for certain things there's no din of talmud chacham, a marshal by mitzvah, if you find it, the law is it's surah d'abanon, talmud chacham would say, I'm makir, it's money, give it to him. However, zakta pitcha tshuva, it's a kol, hey, even though certain things, there's no talmud chacham in zman hazeh, but the indian zeh, linim bas talmud chacham, near shapa noig b'zman hazeh. That does apply to the Zman Hazeh. Why? Because you're Medrash, you're Iker, Ela Maisa. So Tam Chacham, you're Roshim, you're Tchet, Kekach Medori, Rav Shuvim, Mekol Hashem Shemayim. As long as the person is in that door, is a Tam Chacham, he has a Din of a Tam Chacham, you have a person has a Chiyav, you start to try to lease about Tam Chacham, you should sell everything he has. So the Pitzvah Tshuva over there, Siv Kon Vav, he brings down the Taz, the Rashi, that says that, let's say, even marry a Bas Am Oretz, of this Bas Am Oretz is Mevina, Shia, the fence, the Isik, the Torah, Mahani Leib, Oilem Hazel, Uba Oilem Haba, Ein Bezeh, Isik, Mechad, Sovia, Am Oretz. If let's say she is Margish and she understands the Cheshiva of Torah, then the Chanam, there's no problem marrying her if she's a Bas Am Oretz. And if he's there, and he's a Bas Osher, Mavtik, Mechas, Noi, Shori, Kolak, Pedushli, Tansisa, Lehesat, Lesasik, Bescheiro. The whole reason why he can't marry a Bas Am Oretz is because maybe she will try to push him to go work and not still learn Torah or do Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, she's magish and has a Cheshivas of Torah, or the Shvera agrees to support that he has a Cheshivas of Torah. So, if it's been true, in the Chanami, you can't marry a girl even if she's not a Bas Talmud Chacham. That the concept of a Bas Talmud Chacham is someone who has a Cheshivas of Torah. So, based upon this, is Kiddua, it's brought down to the Chasnish, brought down to the Vash Torah, the Kovitz Chav Gimel, it's brought down to the Chuvis Van Hoggis, it's Simon Shimpei test, that the Chasnish held that Bezman Azeh, since women go to Bas Yaakov, and they got taught in the system, they taught the Cheshivas of Torah, and they learned all day, they know all the Rambans, everything you know in the Chumash. So, in the Chumash, they had the Cheshivas of Torah, and the Makkah of the Cheshivas of Torah, and Dr. Chazanish, they have the same din of the Bas Talmud Chacham. Therefore, it says in Allah, you have Yimka Komash Yeshloi, to marry Bas Talmud Chacham, who are din, that's even to any girl who goes to Beis Yaakov. But to bring down the Dessler, just like there's a concept, the Bet Torah, who did a girl goes to Beis Yaakov, so the best is called a Bas Torah. She's a Bas Torah. She knows the concept of Torah, the Cheshivas. So all of us, even though we don't specifically go marry a Bas Talmud Chachamim, but since they go to a Beis Yaakov, they have the dinner of Bas Talmud Chacham. Nechamami, we get to marry any girl who goes to a Beis Yaakov. However, Shlom Zalman, in the Vakshat Torah, Sinu Reish Pei, Ois Hei, he says, true, he writes also, any girl who goes to Beis Yaakov, she has a din of a Bas Talmud Chacham. But he ends up in Kolzeh. Still, you should try to marry a real Bas Talmud Chacham. Someone's father really is a Bas Talmud Chacham. The Svar B'Stam is, it's true, they go to Beis Yaakov, but they learn, they know Eidei Svar, the Cheshivas HaTorah. But someone who was built, brought up in the house, knows a real Cheshivas HaTorah, the Svar B'Poyol, and so the real Messiah is not Nefesh, that person has a din of a real Bas Talmud Chacham. That's even a higher level than someone who just was taught it and knows the Svaras, the Cheshivas. Someone who actually saw it. So true again that you marry any girl from Beis Yaakov, she's a din of Bas Talmud Chacham, but Zakim Shalom Zalman in Kolzeh, you should try to marry someone who is a real Bas Talmud Chacham. So again, we have three din first of all, you can't marry Isha and Ugenas, you can't marry Isha L'Shei Mamin, if it's specifically for Mamin, you can hold back marriage and stay L'Shei Mamin, and you have to try to marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. Fourth prerequisite the Gemara Kedushin, the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara says, the Mishnah, the Ish Mekadosh Boi Bishluchoi, back to Gemara Bishluchoi, Boi Mi Boi, the Gemara says, the Amrin, Otul Odin Mekadosh Isha Ad Shireva, you can't Mekadosh Isha until you see her. Why? Shem Yir Bodav Laguna, maybe you see something not nice about her, it's Ganolov, Rahmana Oma Vihatul Reifa Kamoifo. The Rechir Mitab Vihatul Reifa Kamoifo, to look at the girl before you see her, you shouldn't dislike her, dislike the way how she looks, and end up causing friction in marriage, and that's a sort of you have to lerecha kumoicho. Rashi over there says, this is it's a wedding, and yachol a kaddish ba'atzma, if he can do it himself, he's not allowed to do it through a shliach. But if he can't, and if mavi, they won't be sorry. That's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and Ibn Ezra, Simulam and Hayes, Sif Aleph, says, if eshul in the kaddisha, if he can do it himself, ba'atzma, then also the kaddisha alidei shliach, Elim K Makiro. He can't do it through Shliach unless he recognizes her. If he doesn't recognize her, he can't do it through a Shliach. So first, one side of the Mefarshim of Adayik, Beisot, Zubak, from Rashi, who really Shulchan Aruch says that the only time it says Lalocha that you can't marry Isha unless you see her is only if you are able to see her. Let's say you're in a Makim Rachok, a faraway place, and then you can't see her, and you're afraid someone else is going to marry her, then you can mekadosh her alidei shliach. Then you can't mekadosh her through a shliach. The shalom first of all is why. Why can mekadosh her alidei shliach mechura, shem yir dov mekodom, and skan olov, and as a chsar, v'yaf l'urecha k'moicha. Why is the rule of yelachiv to see her before marriage only if you can't see her? If you can't see her, you're afraid someone else is going to take her, then you don't have to do it alidei shliach. Then you can do it alidei shliach. We'll get back to that. The Gemara of Babasio, Gemara Tezayin, Gemara says that, wrote down that by Avraham Avinu, when he went out to Mitzrayim, it's bringing down the Rashi, brings down the Lechbachoi, it says, Hine no yedati ki isha yifas mayer ot. Avraham says, now I know that Sarah is pretty, therefore I have to hide her, afraid the pirate can take her as a wife. Now he knew. So the Gemara says, the Gemara of Medayik Tezayin, Mechlal to Mikoro loy havayono. At the beginning, he did not recognize that Sarah was beautiful. He did not know. Moshe did not know. He was married to her for a long time. He did not know how she looked. So in fact, the Farsha, Masha over there, they asked, how could it be that Avraham did not see his wife before they got married? Avraham Avinu kept all Tariq Mitzvahs, Ekelosh Hashemach Mekoyli, and even Afilu Mitzvahs to Rabbanim he kept, even Eiv Tavshilim. So Chura, if Oshla kept Isha Ash Terenu Ze Isser, so how come Avraham did not see Sarah? So among the Farshim different views, Mashor, Babasur, he answers on the Zayin. Either he says, any family before they got married, he saw her. He saw her. But since they got married till then, it was over 60 years, and she got old. And Pashat, he assumed that people over time age, and they get old, and they shouldn't look nice anymore. And he did not see her for the past 60 years. Only through a Meister, Shahayim, the Medrash says, he saw through a reflection of the water, therefore he saw how she looked. Therefore, then he knew how she looked right now. He figured over time she got old and she did not look that nice. Therefore, now he realized that now that she still is beautiful, about he knew in the beginning, but still after 60 years she still looks beautiful, therefore you have to hide her. That was a chiddush. That's much like first terrace. Second terrace, he answers, Echnam, before marriage, that before Milo, Avraham had no fear to keep tiring mitzvahs. Therefore, they got married to Sarah before Milo, and therefore you had no chiv to see her. And Echami never even saw her her whole entire life. Tulamai Shahoyo. That's what Mashiach answers. The answer either with Ramban also. The Ramban says that the Ovis Nak did her in Chutz Loretz, and Avraham married Sarah in Chutz Loretz. But all the tenets are being down, so the Ramban, with the Ramban, Perikei Ovis, Perikei Mishnah Yates, he speaks out this Gemara, he brings it down, it says, Shirolo Lak, he says he saw her. Actually, Estakel, but Sirosa Estakel Shleimo. He saw her, but that wasn't my eye too well. He saw her, nothing ugly. But wasn't my eye well how pretty she looked. But it was not Estakel Shleimo. Those are the two of them that Achon bring. However, the Olam says another Teretz, which is brought down again more of Abasa from Enei Shmuel, the actual Gemara, Enei Shmuel. It says, the whole reason you have, what's the Issik? You have a chiv to see a person before you get married. Well, I can shemit yir v'adav v'mekodah. Maybe you see something ugly. So, and Shmuel, Avraham yodah v'nafshay shle yistakel bo me'elom. Avraham knew he'll never look. He wasn't. He was going to be a parish. He was going to be a tznuah. He wasn't going to look. And since he's never going to look, there's no chilas for yahafu v'refa k'maychva to go look upon Sarah. And therefore, he did not look at her, and no chilas to look. Even if he was kind of the mitzvahs, the whole chilas looking upon your wife is only shemit yir v'adav v'mekodah. He planned never to look. That's what the Enosh Shmuel says. there's a similar Gemara in the Gemara of Shabbos and Gemara of Beis. The Gemara says there was a Tznua who did not know his wife was missing an arm till she passed away. Did not know, it was not marked that she was missing an arm. So all the other Tznuas before the Ban or the Rambam, well, my Shos Teres don't apply over there, it's still a regular person. And before Yerchiv also was talked to each other, Ab Shiyuena, how come he did not look? So the Yaivis says the same Teres. The Yaivis says, if you see from over here, Shema Mino, Tznua Mutal Akadish Afopi Shlo Yerena. A Tznua has a right to marry without seeing her. Because the Svar is why? Because the whole issue is Shem Yerdam Maguna, and if someone did Tznua, never plans to see. That's the Shmuel of the Yaivis. But Liashiv, he writes the Oris on the Sakhidushin, he brings down his territory from the Oilam, and he argues with it. He says, it's not true. You can't say that a person has no chiyuv to look if he plans to be in Tznua for the rest of his life. He has two titles. First of all, his chiyuv of Osla Kach Isha Ad Shirena is a chiyuv to Rabbanim. Look, Chachamim, Chomein Loi Plug, whether you're going to be in Tznua or not, you can't. The other title is, Avnok Titsi at the end, circle, circle, Avnok saw. He saw, he didn't know. So how can you tell me he plans not to see, but maybe he will see. He did see it then. He saw Sarah how she looked, the Maishayah. Therefore he argued, therefore he holds like the Mashos to it, he says. So what's Pshat in the Machlokes between the Yaivis and Ishmael versus Eliashiv? What's the Machlokes? So, take a step back, what is the Chiyav of Yehachlu Recha Kamaycha? What is the Chiyav? You have Pashat, the word Yehachlu Recha Kamaycha means you have to love Yehachlu like yourself. You have a Chiyav to love everyone like yourself. So, I give you a mashal. Someone will like, I would like if someone gave me $100. I would like that. So I have a chiv to give somebody $100. I would a chiv. Anything I like, I have a chiv to do with somebody else. I would like if someone gave me a watch. David has to give me his watch because I would like it, because he would like if someone gave him a watch. Same thing. So what's the get of a half loaf of kmoicho? I did spoil. What is the chiv? What is the get of it? So the Gemara of Shabbos in Daflam Aleph, Mad Aleph, the Gemara says that when a guy came to Hillel to learn the whole Torah on one foot, Hillel told him, "Velecha sani l'chavercha le'savid, zuhi kol ha'Torah kula, v'idach kushuhu zil gemor." Told these words, "Velecha sani l'chavercha le'savid." What? "Velecha sani," what upon you, you don't like, "l'chavercha le'savid," to your chaverim you shouldn't do. It says it in a negative form, not whatever you want to be done to you, do to others. He says, "If I cared." Whatever you don't want to be done to you, don't want someone to damage you, don't do to others, don't do unto other people. It says in the negative form, Lashon Shlila. And you look on the pasuk and the Targum Yonason says it also, Lashon Shlila. It says, Alecha Sani Lechavercha Loi Savid. The Targum, the Taitra, the Hafalecha says, in a negative form, that whatever you want to be done to you, do to others. Whatever you don't want to be done to you, don't do to others. In a negative form. So shall us why? Why is it written in Lashon Shlila? So Mashah and Shabbos, Mashah says, Elechana min chiyav of Yehachlu Recha Kamaycha is only in a negative way. Meaning again, if I want $100, I have no chiyav to give to somebody else. That's doing, that's a kumar say. The chiyav of Yehachlu Recha Kamaycha is Sheva al Taisa or Shlila, not doing. Look, Mashah, that's why it says it in a negative form. And he brings two ayahs. Because first of all, Zechar God of Batoyo, Rabbi Kiva holds, Yehachlu Recha Kamaycha. Yet Rabbi Kiva says, you go first. A person goes first. I can say I have a chiv to give somebody $100, but chayech koydim, I go first, I keep it for myself, it's a stira. So zok the mashal, one ayah, then it must be that chayech koydim, I go first, want anything to be done, I'm first, I have a kedima, I can keep the money, I can keep my watch, I can keep my pen. But to damage you, to hit you, that, I have no way to hit you. How can I damage another person? Chayech koydim. Loi zok the mashal, the pasuk of it, you have to loyech koydim, it's between the lavim, it says loy sikam, loy sitor, it's from the loy sikam, loy sikam, loy sikam, it's between the lavim. The chiv of the Yehachlu Recha Kamaycha is only in a negative form. I have a chiv not to do unto others that you don't want to be done unto you. This mashal is brought down. The other part of say the same thing. It's a tarkim on the pasuk of Yehachlu Recha Kamaycha. The Marat Zechias and Shabbos over there says it. The Shari Yoshe Nakdomo. The Shari Yoshe says it. The Yaktano. The Goyes of Yisag. But as we showed beforehand already say the chinuch from Mitzvah from Gimel of Yehachlu Recha Kamaycha. When he says the chiv of Yehachlu Recha Kamaycha, every case he says is loy. Don't damage, don't hit, don't shepherd, don't. And the whole chiv is don't do unto others. And the Rabban and the Pasuk says the same thing. And Beth and Rashi and Sanhedrin of Pedalot also says the chiv of Yehachlu Recha Kamaycha is only the Lashon Shlila. And it's brought down that way among the Pesachim. If you regard them, it goes involved, it says, brings Mashah down. It says the chiv is also not the Derech Shlila, only in the Sheva Paisa form. It's also brought down Be'erach Be'orach HaShulchan in Kuf Levav, and the Chasen Ish, the Meister Ish, and the Chalik Beis. And also, it's Mukhan on Avos Chesed, because Avos Chesed says, whenever you don't do Chesed, he says you're over two Ma'aseis. You're over the Issa V'lach to B'drach of, and you're over the Issa Eshederach Yelchul Bayim. Those are two Issa. Why do you even have to work for Mo'echol? According to the Poshut, the Korach HaChesed is we have to work for Mo'echol. So you see, because to do chesed is a kun la'aseh, a chiv to do. If you don't do chesed, Chavetz Chaim doesn't count it, because the hafler kamoichel is only a chiv, a shlilo, of sheva ha'taisra. The fact it doesn't bring yet is a chiv chesed of yahafler kamoichel, we see the chiv of yahafler is only, again, the lucky shlilo of sheva ha'taisra, not kun la'aseh. However, just, even though this chiv of yahafler kamoichel is only in a negative form, however, if you do it in the positive form, you are Makai in the mitzvah. It is a mitzvah kiyumis. The Rambam in Ovel, Perek Yudalot, says, we do achmas orachim, and do pikul cholim, and do achmas kalo, levai sameis, all these mitzvahs, he says, you Makai in the mitzvah of v'hafu l'echo k'moicho. This is a kiyum. About any time a person does chesed to help somebody else out, that's v'hafu l'echo k'moicho. It's brought down in the Mishnah Siyavitz, in Yerodeh Simulam Zayin, in the Chazen Nisim, in Maisha Ish, in Maisha Ish. There is a kima mitzvah of v'hafu l'echo k'moicho. But the chiyuv, the only time you're over the chiyuv of a haplek mecha, is you're not doing unto others. Why? Again, chayecha koidim, I go first. I have no chiyuv to take away from myself, do unto others. That's a sheet of Havi Paiskim. So, if you can say this, one more step, is the beginning of the second paragraph of Basra, the Achron declare, with Makar Vachokas Azikim. Vayachwa ish, bar someone with the bar shachameiroi, person has a chiyuv to be machrik to borrow from his friend's bar, not to damage it. So Achonim asked wisdom of Karfrit, so they come on to either Rosh says Asisa or Yoshev HaToyim, or the Mahabit says, because it's Enich Nami HaChukas Azikim Mr. Rabbonon. Or you can clear that the Rishonim say the chiyuv not to damage, is we have to work for Kamoicho. As I stated, the Yad Ramon Vabasur and Oyes Kuvches, and the Rambam also says it in the Paraklav and Deus, Yom Shlomo Bal Kama, the Mitzvah Gittin, they all say the Chiv, you can't damage. The Chiddum says it is also because you have a Chiv, you have to work more. If I can't hit a person, I have no right to damage a person. So why about Chokas Ezekim? The Paiskim say, no, it's Rabbono, it's Sivya Shavatai, they can't find them a car for it. Before you have a Chiv, you have to work more. So if you were saying that the Chiv of you have to work more is only Blush and Shlila, because Chayecha Koidim, but even more than that. When the case, again, the mission at the beginning of the second paragraph is, I can't make my bar the edge of my field, because it'll damage my friend's bar. So I have to put it close to my field. Close in, I have to put a kilometer into my field. So I'm losing my establishes, I'm using a chelik in my field. Zakhtar Ruben in Barbasio, again, it's in the Ches, Ois Beis, since I'm using my chelik establishes in my field, there's no chiv, I have to wear a meichel. There's no chiv to be marking myself, because chayach akoidim. Not only is chayecha koyde, meaning I have no chiv to give you $100, not only that, I have no chiv even lashon shlila, shem al tais, and do the person if it's going to take away my chusim. I have a right, I've been sad, we have to have kamoich, I can damage you if it's what Dallas asks me. Because chayecha koyde, I go first. So chiv, we have to have kamoich, it's only b'derech shlila, shem al tais, and it's also only the case when it's not going to stab me, when I have a mile out of it, when I gain out of it. Well, I want to take my bar away the end because I don't want to use my establishment in my field. That's a mile for me. That's chayecha koidim. So the chanam is no chiv v'haplu echa k'moicho. It's also the Beis Yitzchok says in Shuvah, Yodei Chalik Aleph, he says, Mitzad mazik yachavim, he says you can mazik him if you have a talus out of it. Af v'haplu echa k'moicho. Af v'odim sukkim maybe not. But if I want to damage a person, I gain out of it. So what's the problem? Haplu echa k'moicho? Chayecha koidim. Inechami, kumva say, go in and damage a person. If it's Telos Atzmoy, we sound the half work for it, it might be other soon. But again, Chayecha Koidim. It's also the Arach Mishpot, Rav Kook said, the Chosh Mishpot, Simu Chavav. You have to know, Melchonim in Babas, Ois Haidalt, he doesn't seem to say that way. Rav Diskin also, Simu Poskim, Reish Reish Mem. However, this is saying that the half work for it, the ghetto of the half work for it, again, it's not when it's against Chayecha Koidim. Therefore, you have no chiv ever to do to your Chavav. Not only that, in Shlima, not to do to him, you also have no chiv when it's near to Chayecha Koidim. That's again of Yehapu Echa K'moicho. Now back on of Oslakat Isha Adshe Tirena. Why Shema Yehudom Begunim maybe see something not nice, this guy no love, and Torah says Yehapu Echa K'moicho. What is Pshat in this Issa? You have to see her. What is Pshat in the Issa? You have to see her before you get married. is this Pashas Zigzer Rabbana? The Chama say, that's when you're allowed to get married to her. Except, maybe you'll see something on Isa. The Chama said, no, you have to see her. It's Issa Rabbana. Upshad is, it's Issa Rabbana. It's Pashas Mehatulek Michael. A person would not like to be put in a situation where someone might not like him. It could be Issa Rabbana of Mehatulek Michael. Lamash, no one, every person assumes, does not want to be put into a situation. Put into a situation where somebody might not like him. A person might hate him, might divorce him, might have fictional marriage. They don't want such a situation. They'd rather be put in a situation, the person comes and sees that person, and then they'll have a happy marriage. So the Kavita Chiv of seeing a person before marriage could be Isidar Achiv Deraiso of Yahapla Kmoicha, not Achiv Derabbanan. That's a Chakiro. So we see, we mentioned before, Liyashiv Kaidin, so this Isidar Derabbanan Beloy Plo. See, Liyashiv Heldu is Derabbanan. However, there's a similar Gemara in Ido, in Afid Zayin. Gemara says, Omer Chizda. Chizda says, Osa loy la'odim, shishamash mitasa v'yoyim, person who can't have tashmash during the day, shenema v'yahaf l'recha k'moycho, may mashmo o mabayda, shema yirubo adov m'gunam, v'skana olam. Same words in Gemara, that you can't have tashmash during the day, maybe see something not nice, and you'll dislike her. So, over there the Gemara has two other reasons, either Alts Azos or Alts Malah Paroyim. So Baruch Hanan says, what's the Nachmini between the reasons? So the Baruch Hanan over there says, Nachmini is Mechila. He says, Nach, if your only reason is Alts Behaf, like Moicha, Mechila helps. Now, the Issa Derabbanan, Mechila doesn't help, it's Issa Derabbanan. You see, the Baruch Hanan is learning, Mishan, Tosh is a regular Issa Deraisa. You can't put up your friend in a massive or someone who might not like you. Is it Issa to put a person in the Masa not like a person? Is there a Duraisa? And every Vahakwak Moichaiku Mechila helps. Just like I can let you damage me, I mean Issa Duraisa Vahakwak Moichal? No, I can let you Moichal, I can Moichal any Vahakwak Moichal if it's Issa Duraisa. Who do we see from the Archonair? It's not Shem is Durabon, the Chiv of not also Kadisha Achi Tureno, the Chiv is a Chiv Duraisa. You can't put yourself in a situation, you can't put somebody else in a situation where you might not like the person. So the kitzur, we have machlokes of chaner, who holds that before the iser of shem yiradav maguno is iser deraiso, whereas from yashim who says iser abonon. Like from yashim who is the mashal when he eats the kash between avam and tsaro, he says I have avam even kept mitzvahs to abonon. Now why is the one even kept mitzvahs to abonon to receive the mashal held as a life as iser abonon mekadosh ish ad shtereno, and the orchaner who doesn't hold that way holds it chiv deraiso. How can we drop on? The Rabbana is saying, you can't marry her, maybe you'll dislike her, and then it'll end up being Mahakulay Kamarko. It's Xero on her. Right now you don't dislike her, right now you want to marry her. Right, that's why we're marrying her. Maybe in the future when you see her, you'll dislike her. So the Xero on her Mahakulay Kamarko. That's the Pashtus. That's the Mashon. That is the Pashtus of the Sergio. However, others, again, the Archonauts seem to learn, and there is a Svara for it. That is a bad answer, it's a deraisa, because no one wants to be put in a situation where might not be liked. So with this, maybe an answer, the Yavis and the Shmuel, they were saying, the Pshat is by Tznua has a right to marry a person, even though he never will see the person. So Tznua has a right, Makash Isha, he has a right to Makash Isha, even though he won't, why, he doesn't plan to see her. So the Yavis is first of all, life was a problem. First of all, it's not life's work, it's deraisa, we have no kasha. Boy didn't end up seeing her. I is the deraisa we have to learn from my home. The reason why it's Tznua, a chassid, doesn't want to be his wife, is because he wants to be kaddish, he wants to be master, he wants to be a parish. Therefore, there's a chayecha koytim. It's not himself. I is a chiv, we have to learn from my home to see the girl. Chayecha koytim. There is no chiv of we have to learn from my home. When? It's Mishter, my kedusha, my baal precious, when he wants to be a Tznua, he wants to be a precious, and apparently he has no chiv to look upon her. He has no chiv, and he doesn't want, doesn't have to. If the chayyach is claiming, you don't say with the chiv, you have to learn from kamoichol. That's how you can learn the name of Shmuel, and the answer is like the Aruch Luner. Roy also that can be pshat, why it says, Rashi, again, the base says, in the Mechav al-Alocha, im eshel or mekatsh ba'atmo, osmo mekatsh ayinei shriyach. The Alocha is, only if you can marry her, and if you can marry her, then you have to marry her, you can't marry her through shriyach, unless you see her. It says, only if you can, mokum d'achok, and if nami, then you can send the shriyach. Why? I might say he's not worth more. Loi for kachamim. You can say the chum were not grazed in this case. But if you learn, chiv deraisa, just iyasher chayecha koydim. I want this wife. I can't get her any other way. So far, there's no chiv anymore. Shem maybe she's something with good. I have a claim. I want her to go all the way together if I can't see her. Together. Just to come. It's brought down again the four lockers you have to know before you get married. It's brought down Shukra. It could be this more, I always saw before. You can't marry Isha, the husband, the person who is not fit. A person who has, basically is a puzzle. You can't marry Isha with Shem Momit. What it means is with Shem Momit, it means Chemdus Momit. If you hold back marriage for it, however, if again, if the, you have different choices of women, a man is not your Shatof, and you shouldn't marry you for money, if to help you out in your Shemayim, in your Bonabai, then you should marry her, other Abba. But specifically, to hold back marriage, or to accept your wife for what your parents gave you, not a body you shouldn't. The Ramon got it and go. Come back, you can really come from Hamroisa, you can't put any toy in anything your in-laws give you. To appreciate, have a cross of toy, but all you have to wear. It's very good, the Ramon gives you bracha, then give you much wear. But all you much wear, you appreciate what you're given. I don't accept anyone for it. A third of all, you're the kid to marry a bad Talmud Chacham. That means, and as manager, there are coming to Chachamim. However, based upon the Tefer Tshuva and the Chaznish, and that's to say that Bat Kama Chochmi, any girl who goes to Beit Yaakov, because they know that she's a Tefer. And what the Tzomid Rama still says, a Chochmi came to school with Beit Yaakov, and you're Bat Kama Chochmi. The fourth Halacha is also a Tzad Isha Ash Kireda, and you can make out Isha to Yisir. The Shavuot had a Vrof Mary Sarah, Maiso, he never saw her. It was more to Zayin, the Mashar, in answer that was either before Mimo, or because he did see her for the past 2 years, he didn't see her, or the parents of Manu after the Chutzpah, the Rambam who saw her, who wasn't mistaken her, or the Enesh Shmuel over there answers that someone who you never plan to see, Enesh Hanam is no Issa to see her. And similarly, Yavid says it on the Gemara Shabbos for Gimel, that the person is missing it all, Enesh Hanam, the Shell is what is the of Yashav argues, because the time is Mechul Loifel Chachamim, and the Maisi can see her. The Maisi was a Gedo Chiv Yahaf, and Mechul, one of a Chiv giving a person the money, one of a Chiv of giving everyone what he has. So, the Territory of the Gemara of Shabbos says a Chiv of Yahaf, of the Derech Shlilo in a negative form, or left a family with a Chavetha with Sabin, and that's how the place can be done by Lofo, Prima God, or Shulchan, and others. The Chiv of Yahaf, where Chmoyfa is only in a negative form, the reason is Kachayach, and you go first. And therefore, but mostly all the kind of misvachol k'moichel become ma'asei. And what's pshat in all the kind of misvachol k'moichel? But the ending of the hachol k'moichel again only sheva taisa. And only that, even in the sheva taisa, chayechol koydim, if it's going to stay you, shus is no chiv. Also of the hachol k'moichel. What's pshat also the kind of isha shirenu? Is it pshat the rabban de reisa? The chum of chadet is mechila helps is the reisa. The yashiv mashol is the rabbanon. And to answer up, what's pshat? Why lo yifu chacham? Because they hold the teraisa. The pasuk of Yehafu Rechu Kmoicha is a sefer called Moshe Sekenim. He's a kovis of the Bala Kofis, in the Rishon. And he writes, Yehafu Rechu Kmoicha, Rechu to Ishtoi, this is your wife. Rechu, Rechmashia Achbash, is your Isha. The person has a chiv oiva, Gupa, and Mukhabi Yerisim, Gupa, and Afwama. Yeah.